LegalZoomLopez.com. Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Evident Footprints. This is your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'm so happy to have everyone here with me tonight. We are we're experiencing a little bit of distortion here. We've got our guest on the phone waiting for us, so hopefully...
Okay, Don. Yeah, no good. Skype's still noisy.
Hang on. We're on the air. Hang on. Yeah, you cancel it.
Yes, I did.
Okay. No, turn it off. Don't just put it on.
Yep, I closed it out. I closed the program.
Okay, because it's saying held. All right.
Okay.
Anyway, there we go. Okay, now we can roll here. We're just working through some technical snafus. Before I introduce tonight's guest, I just want to let you know I've been getting a few emails. By the way, folks, I've got a little bit of echo here, so I don't know where that's coming from. You might want to cancel that because I'm hearing myself three times. Once is enough. Okay. No, still got the echo. Still got some echo here. Seth, are you hearing me? Try this again. Very good. The echo stopped. Thank you. Okay. In case you've been to my website, it is undergoing some changes, and I have gotten some of my sponsor information up there on a sponsor page. I've gotten some emails and phone calls from people all over the place asking me, where are the Wantagate articles? Well, if you look at the top of the webpage at directlightproductions.com, I set up a whole library of Wantagate articles under the heading Wantagate. So if you move your cursor up to the top of the page over the word Wantagate and click on that, it will open up the master index and you can subscribe or you can go article by article, and it's pretty, it's a clean look and it's a lot easier to navigate. So I just wanted to let people know that the Wantagate articles have not disappeared. They're kind of all in one section. And it makes loading news stories a little bit easier. So if you've done any work on a website, you know that it can be pretty aggravating at times. And as time goes on, I'll be updating all the rest of the pages to have this same clean look. So hopefully you'll pay Evident Footprints a visit at directlightproductions.com. Also, I encourage you, if you read a story and you have a feeling or you want to add some information or something, there are comment sections all over the website to enable you to put in a comment, sort of like a blog, and it will stay there. And of course, if it's not appropriate for the site, it will be removed. So hopefully you're going to keep the language clean and honor the fact that we're focusing on the truth. Lots happening. It appears that they're building a case for the Democratic ticket of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, though there was a rumor that possibly Joe Lieberman might be considered as a presidential candidate, or I should say vice presidential ticket running mate. And what that means is that you'll have the Israeli influence in there real good and real solid. And so we're just going to keep harping on things the rest of the week. Remember that I have a surprise guest tomorrow night. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I think it's worth keeping it a surprise for a couple of reasons. It's a very controversial guest, very knowledgeable guest, and you're not going to want to miss that show. Also, on Thursday, I have Rick Adams, who has a show on Republic Broadcasting Network, Monday through Friday. And Rick is known as the Radio Avenger and also as the Paul Revere of radio. He has been in the Patriot movement for some 30 years as a broadcaster, and he's very, very good, very knowledgeable, very spiritual man, and he's going to be bringing his spiritual perspective and insight into what's going on in the world today. I've been reporting last night this travesty that's going on with this mega embezzlement, or giga embezzlement, if you want to call it that, of our treasury funds under the title Wantagate. And we are looking for signs that some of the indicators and warnings that Christopher Story gave out in three very recently written articles about the updates in that story, and the fact that the G10 minus our government has basically begun arresting bankers, organized crime figures around the world, as well as having issued subpoenas for members of Congress and our administration. This information now is not coming from the CIA, and it's not coming from the spinmeisters in our media. This is national intelligence that, or international intelligence that he's been reporting. So we want to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's been laboring into the early morning hours in British time to get these articles out to us, so that when we wake up, we can read about what's going on. And I agree with him. It's a travesty that our media is so corrupt that they will not report these stories. But you may be seeing some very important and infamous politicians getting arrested. So we want to keep an eye on that. He's predicting that the oil supply has been cut off to our country, and that international flights are being or will be stopped completely. And that includes also military flights in the G10 foreign countries. We're speaking about countries such as Japan, Russia, China, the Netherlands, France, Germany, England, and a couple of others. So we want to stay posted on that. These countries are owed a lot of money from these settlements. In fact, there are 160 countries waiting for some form of reimbursement upon the settlement of the Wanta funds. Not to mention that we would have $1.575 trillion put into our treasury, which would earn $200 billion a day in interest for the benefit of the American people. This is being stopped by these criminals, and we have to put a stop to it. With that, I would like to lighten up the show a bit and bring tonight's guest on. Welcome to Evident Footprints, Mr. Michael Anthony. How are you tonight?
Hello, Don. I'm doing well, sir. Thanks for inviting me back on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, and I always get lots of email and calls the next day. People love your spirit, and they love the information that you bring to the show. So I'm always pleased to have you on.
Well, thanks, Don. That's great to hear. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Don, you're sounding kind of distant. Any chance you can boost your signal a little bit through the phone?
That would have to be done at the studio, I think.
Okay.
Seth, if you heard that, Michael needs a little bit of volume.
I need to hear your volume, Don.
Okay. You can hear yourself pretty well, though, I take it.
Yes.
That's the phenomenon of the phone. You got that joke. Okay. Well, you heard me, I guess, where do we start? You heard a little bit about the background of what's going on with Wantagate and the implications that this is having internationally. What's your spiritual gut tell you is going on?
Well, Don, I'm not quite certain yet regarding these particular details. I'm patiently just waiting for some time to transpire and see how these events manifest and unfold. So I'm not sure. I do know one thing's for sure, that there's a lot of activity behind the scenes going on, and I'm just not sure yet how it's going to pan out, how it's all going to resolve yet.
Yeah, that's because you know that there's this strong possibility that these games can continue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that.
Yes, it's a chess match, and right, and so it can continue. These maneuvers and strategies can continue on for a while longer before finally somebody makes a move that's going to be impacting.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to Christopher Story, he said that the G10 powers, and I should say G9 because we would be the 10th power of that group of people, are basically fed up with the excuses and really you'd have to just use the word lying, because if you say, well, the Wanta settlement has been paid to his Ameritrust Group Inc. and it hasn't been paid, it's a misrepresentation, it's fiction, it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is putting our country in a very precarious position, because who else do we have but our leadership to deal with the rest of the world?
Right.
And Japan, supposedly, according to Christopher, is the one that's going to make some sort of official announcement. And I guess that would probably have been selected on the basis of their economic power, for one thing, their manufacturing power. And it could have something to do with the fact that Japan has historically had large amounts of gold reserves behind their development. These reserves have to do with the gold that has been taken out of our country since around 1933, and possibly a few years before that, around the time of the Depression. And so you know, if we heard the news, well, Russia has made this announcement, or China, it would be taken differently here, because they know the American people's slant on the communist propaganda that we've been fed and the socialist propaganda. And really, I'm not saying that communism or socialism doesn't exist. It's just that we've always had this Cold War mentality. We were brought up thinking that these are the boogeymen, but now we have a new boogeyman in Al-Qaeda. So to get around the political implications of how the people would take that, coming from the Russians or the Chinese, mm-hmm. they decided Japan would be the country to make this announcement. That's just my gut feeling about it. You know, I don't base that on anything other than the history that we've been fed, whether it's true or not. Any comment about that? Or
well, it's going to be interesting again to see if Japan does step forward and take this position. But aside from that, sure, the global elite, the Rockefeller Rothschild cabal, have to create the boogeymen so that there's polarities in the world, political polarities, and they play these polarities against each other. And, of course, they're cleaning up town financially on that game alone, selling arms to everybody, because, of course, these guys own all the big corporations, so they're making money on the ups and downs of all the political intrigues that they create through problem-reaction-solution approaches to manipulating all the countries in the world into their one-world government, United Nations, one-world government, one-world economy, one-world religion agenda. And so that's what we're up against ultimately, and no matter what's going on, we always have to be skeptical, because that's the real enemy. They're the sinister forces that are manipulating all the events in the world to suit their own agenda.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you. I mean, very well put, and very concisely put. What I find interesting, and while you were describing that whole picture, we'll call it, okay, or image, what was going through my mind is the fact that we've been hearing our president recently, and I speak of the State of the Onion address, I call it.
Something and, stinks from Washington, D.C.
Yes. And in that address, you know, we were pounded again with this concept of terrorism, and that, you know, this is going to be a 100-year war, and
mm-hmm.
These people want us dead. Well, after all the invasions that have taken place, and the bank robberies, and the murder, and the plundering, and the total destruction of their infrastructure, and the annihilation of their society, basically,
mm-hmm.
we're told that we're building democracy like we have here. Well, if those people knew what we were going through right now, and I'm not saying that they have it any better than us, but they're not headed for any blue sky in the near future.
Yes.
If what's going on here in this country is any indication, you can imagine that it's at least that bad everywhere else in the world, and that it's only going to get worse.
And unfortunately.
We are really the last bastion of freedom, what little bit is left on the planet. And they are watching us, and what gets me is how oblivious to all this the average person is. How
Sadly.
Much they depend on the media. And really, it's just it's sickening how much the mind control and the brainwashing has found its roots in all these people, and they're not even aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So,
yes, Don. That's unfortunately the sad story for the modern Americans today, residing in our country. They believe they're Americans. They believe they're awake, they believe they're free, but none of that is true. If the real Americans that lived in this country up to the last 100 years, they're rolling in their graves right now, seeing how pathetic we have become as a people in this country. And if these people still think they're free, then again I say, how can you be free if you have a Bush, a Clinton for presidency? And still believe you're free? I mean, that there's clearly a royalty kind of controlled grip over our politics, especially at the executive branch level, and it's blatantly obvious now, just because of the fact that we could have we had a Bush, then a Clinton, then a Bush, and then maybe another Clinton. How much more proof do Americans need that they are not free? Not even when it comes to voting.
Oh, yeah, that's another issue. Now, I talked about this somewhat last night, and I can guarantee you I'll be talking about this topic. We'll talk about it a bit here, definitely tomorrow and probably the day after with my two guests that are upcoming. I've been following what's going on in New Hampshire. It's amazing how corrupt these people are.
Oh.
It is unfathomable how corrupt they are.
Yes.
And I'm speaking about the Secretary of State and all the people, the Assistant Secretary of State. I'm getting almost daily email updates from Albert Howard about what's going on there. And, I mean, he's at his wit's end. It is so corrupt.
Yes.
He's asked for documentation. They destroyed the electronic records. I mean, you know, it's time to say, wait a minute, stop it, and let's go back and have the election again.
Absolutely, Don. And all this corruption really accelerated when old man Bush became president. That's when they really started to infiltrate all of the structure and hierarchies in our political system, federal judges, and then the Clintons came in, and they really cleaned up on the federal judges. They wiped everybody out and just appointed all their own commie-oriented protégés. And so now at this point, the corruption is so deep, so obvious. You know, I mean, I think sometimes we're just as bad as Mexico or any other banana republic where you know everybody's corrupt. You can't trust anybody, a law enforcement guy or a politician, because they're all corrupt. We are pretty much that bad, and that's real scary.
Well, yeah, you know... We're not really a banana republic because we don't grow bananas, but that's about the only difference.
Yes, that's right, Dan.
Yeah, but you're right on the money. I don't know. Do we grow bananas in Hawaii? I guess it's both. The Vatican.
No, we'd be the pineapple anyway. Republic, I guess.
Well, you know, this has to come out. I mean, it absolutely has to come out. Now, I know that there are, it's not just New Hampshire that's being looked at. Pretty much, you know, we know that these machines are very corrupt. And, you hit it on the head. You know, the Bush family has been involved in things way, way, way back before, even before World War One. They were already into the infrastructure of this central banking system, and they were dealing with the Nazis. They were into the military-industrial complex. It's never really gone away.
No.
They perpetrated wars, or they've facilitated wars, and they've promoted war, and the military-industrial machinery that manufactures weapons and sells oil and rubber products, and now it's into technology, now it's into bacteriological warfare, and it's gotten very sinister. These people are psychopathic. It's the only thing I can say. They're beyond reason, and the way they act and the risks that they take to further their own personal goals really undermines this whole nation in every way, economically, in terms of our socio-political structure, internationally. Our reputation is dirt, if it's even worth that much, because at least with dirt you can grow food. And I mean, we can't even do that. All our food is imported. The risks they're taking right now with this massive embezzlement that's going on, and really, when I think of the State of the Onion address and the lies that I heard, knowing what's going on and knowing that they don't dare allude to the fact that this is going on, or they'll be hung from the nearest tree.
Let's
and they know
so.
This. And the media is complicit in this as well. And, you know, I mean, this is like a merry-go-round or a Ferris wheel that just doesn't stop. It just keeps going around and around and around and around.
That's right.
And eventually somebody's going to wake up and say, you know, I think it's time to get off. I mean,
Don, eventually, you know, that's a perfect description, Don. And eventually what's going to happen is the wheels are going to come off, and either we're going to crash or we're going to immediately wake up and put everything back together quickly. It's one or the other when that point in time comes, and hopefully it's not too far away.
Yes. Now, moving along here, there was a picture that came out toward the end of last week, and I may have sent you a copy of it. It's a picture of a CIA airplane. And what's interesting about this airplane, it was a passenger plane that had the seats torn out for the most part, except for maybe a crew that might be manning some of the paraphernalia that was on this particular plane. But there were 9 huge canisters of the solution that they spray from into the skies, what we call chemtrails. Have you seen that picture?
I sure did, Don. That's an incredible shot.
Now, what's interesting is somebody I know that sent that picture to some other people received a call from someone warning him, stop now while you're ahead, as if that was a death threat.
Say that again. Who was that warning to?
to the person that I knew who was emailing this photo to various people around the country.
Okay, he got a warning.
Oh, he got a warning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got a warning. Now, again, that's the approach. When we uncover something, when the truth is known, then they start going after the truth tellers.
Yes.
And this is a pilot who actually sent this picture out.
Mm-hmm.
He took the picture of the inside of the plane, and we're not talking about hidden canisters here. The one that's in the laboratory near where they have the water supplies for the laboratories, and then they had 8 of these huge canisters. They're bigger than beer barrels.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, this is a blatant operation going on here. Don, did you post that photo on your website so everybody can see it?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to do that.
There you go.
This is just so much time in a day. But
oh, sure. Then everybody
can
go to it and see exactly what you're referring to.
Yes, I'm going to post
that.
Because
it's a great shot showing a complex setup on a plane clearly for aerosol spraying.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that the person that sent this picture out basically was warned, you know, to not to send it anymore.
Well, let's put some prayers in for that person so they're protected, because they're doing us a big favor, and they're clearly showing their patriotism, and God bless that individual.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely.
And may I also add, curse anybody that tries to harm them.
Yes, put a whammy on them.
Absolutely.
Well, it just solidifies our argument. I mean, it sets it in stone that we're not imagining these things. And
that's right.
Now we know our own CIA is involved in this, and it specifically mentions the airport, and you know, it blew the cover off of this one. But my God, I mean, this stuff is killing people. This is getting people sick. And it's ruining the planet, and it's got to stop.
Yes, it's evil, pure evil. There's no other way to describe this activity. It's totally evil, sinister, and these perpetrators have to be held accountable. I mean, and of course, the day will come when they will have to stand before the Almighty, and the real reckoning will come. But even before then, it'd be nice if we can make them all accountable, and even send them to meet their maker ahead of their schedule.
Amen. I'll just say amen to that.
But that's just my old good patriotism talking there.
Yeah. Now, Michael, you know, just for the sake of our audience, you know, you're an environmental scientist.
Mm-hmm.
You're an herbalist. You have a background in chemistry. You also have a very strong background in spiritual matters and even music. And, you know, I like that about you, because that's what
I'm
about.
Thanks.
And especially the music.
Oh, that's the most fun.
And so, you know, your insights, you know, come with the sensitivity of an individual that's spiritually discerning, and even, you know, a lot of musicians are discerning because they like to feel what's going on. They put their feelings into their art form, and, you know, I've heard your music. Hopefully we can start playing it on the show pretty soon, too, as I know
that's great, Don. That's great.
You're working on a CD, and I've heard some of the music, and it's great. So
I know
the listening audience is going to enjoy it.
Oh, I hope so. Thank you.
I heard a news report. Now, I can't stand watching the news. In fact,
sure.
I find myself trying to figure out which newscasters are really CIA agents.
The only good thing about watching the news, Don, is once in a blue moon, you can only watch it for so long, as you know, because you'll just get nauseous. But at least, you check in on them once in a while just to see how bad they're lying through their teeth to the sheep of watching.
Yeah, well, I heard a broadcast about the flu this evening. A lot of people are coming down with the flu, and they were recommending everybody get flu shots.
Yeah, now, there's something going around right now for sure.
Yeah, and you know, the feeling that came over me when I heard this newscast, I'm thinking, you know, if we were to talk about medicines, or we were to talk about healthy living and overcoming illness, you know, they'd want to stop us, you know, because we're not licensed physicians. Yet they give the permission to the media to recommend getting flu shots. So you see the duplicity in this. You see
the contradictions, the double standards. Absolutely, Don. These these good for nothings are the biggest hypocrites going. And you know, Don, you know what's funny? Like you said, they want to try to make you stop practicing quote unquote medicine. Now, what is medicine? Is that not just helping somebody get their body back in shape so it's functioning correctly, just like a mechanic does to an automobile? And so are they going to go around and say, well, you're not a licensed mechanic. You don't have permission by us to work on that person's car. That's pathetic. That's ridiculous. And thank God our country's not quite that bad yet, but it's going in that direction if we allow it to. And so it's the same thing with the medicine. If somebody tries to harass me, you're practicing medicine, then, first of all, I'll say, well, according to whose definition? If it's your definition of medicine, then I'm obviously not practicing that. But if you're telling me that I'm practicing a holistic form of healing, which will help this person get well rapidly, yes, I am doing that, and I'm not practicing it. I'm very good at it. In fact, I have a lot of expertise. And
yeah.
So that's how I approach it, and that's how I address it when I'm confronted with those kind of statements by somebody. And I just set the record straight, as if anybody's got authority to pursue, to stop somebody from pursuing a talent in art, irregardless if it's approved by them or their established authorities or not.
Well, yeah, you know, and we have all of these contradictions, too. Take, for example, you know, churches are allowed to perform healing services or to have miracle healings. I almost said miracle.
According to GW, be miracle, yes.
Yeah. but they're not accused of practicing medicine without a license. And then again,
true.
You know, I just quickly typed into my computer dictionary the word medicine just to see what definition they were going to present. And I came up with the science or practice of the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of disease. Now, I don't see that happening in the people that are professionals in medicine. I see quite the contrary. First of all, it's a very inferior science. You even published that, I know, on your brochure.
Right.
For your Michael Anthony's private stock.
Yes.
And I know that if it's a science, what is it based upon? Is it based upon the results in the laboratory? Or are there any universal laws being followed? Is there
there
any
you
consideration
go.
Of God and
That's
His
right.
creation? And then they say they diagnose. Well, diagnosis is not prevention. Diagnosis is merely drawing conclusions, and they could be very well erroneous conclusions.
Absolutely right, Don.
Many people are told they have cancer erroneously, and they undergo cancer treatment and find out later on after several years of chemotherapy, which is really now set them on the path to an early death. And then the treatment, what treatment are we speaking about? The masking of the symptoms and the prevention of disease. How can you have prevention of disease when they're putting fluorides in the water and they're putting toxins and poisons in our foods, and intentionally they're doing this?
Absolutely.
And
they're in
poisoning
the
environment.
Right. Yep.
So the word medicine, as described in my dictionary, is a farce.
Yes, Don. Everything you said is perfect, Don, and that definition is the true definition. Their definition of medicine is just the antithesis of that, and it is mainly the application of synthetic chemicals in the treatment of symptoms of various diseases. That's all they do, and it's absolutely an inferior science because, just like you said, there's no universal laws being applied in their techniques here, in their science. So it's a erroneous science. It's a pseudoscience. And it has no basis in reality, and that's why they're falling far short of hitting the mark of having success, helping their clients get well in a fairly quick manner. And what we've noticed over all these years is that everybody that seems to go to them ultimately get worse. And that's how bad their science is.
Now I mentioned watching a little bit of the news. Now, right after this alert and this warning, and this newscaster was saying, you better go get your flu shot. I take issue with the way that was delivered, because that person was, doing a
sure.
diagnosis and recommending treatment.
That's right, Don. You're right. They should be held accountable.
Yes, but that's, they're playing the game of the pharmaceutical companies
of
the
course.
FDA. So this is encouraged.
Yes.
This is encouraged. Now, what followed for the 2 minutes that I had this TV on period, what followed immediately, they went to a commercial break for Viagra. And the first thing they said was, ask your doctor if you're healthy enough to have sex.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there's the old sex formula coming into the equation.
Where is the privacy? And in fact, my doctor has no idea what I'm capable of in terms
right.
of my sexual prowess, if you want to use that term, and I'm being a bit ridiculous here.
Yeah, but still, Don,
it's none of his business.
Yeah, Don, and that just reminds me, because let me just say this, that as I tell all my clients when they consult with me, and for the first time when all this information is new to them, the truth is presented to them and it's all new to them, and so through the course of the consultation, and I say, well, look, you find it hard to believe everything I'm telling you is how it really is with the body, its relationship to nature, because it's so new to you conceptually. I said, well, look at me. Do I look unhealthy? No, you look healthy, Mike. I said, well, so what does that tell you? I mean, when you have a car and it needs mechanical repair, so you hear all about this great mechanic somewhere, so you bring your car to him, but when you go to meet the mechanic, you find out his car that he's running isn't running that well. Now, how much more confidence do you have in that person fixing your car? It's, that's the kind of ideals you have to hold to your doctors. I never get sick, never. I walk around here in New York right now in February with no. I've been all winter long. I walk around with no socks on. I have ceramic tile, porcelain floors, and ceramic floors, ice cold. And I go outside in sandals with no socks on, and I walk around feeding the birds. I walk around with no shirt on when I shovel out after blizzards. I have no shirt on. I'm warm as toast. I never, ever, ever get sick, ever, for over 25 years now. Never get sick. So obviously, I know what I'm doing, and therefore, I can help other people achieve the same level of health. But when they go to these doctors, you know, they're coughing, they're hacking, they can't even, you know, they can't even do push-ups or anything, and they're telling you how to get healthy and to trust them that they're going to get you healthy, don't you see the facade?
Mm-hmm. Now, with you being healthy, I still recommend go see your doctor and ask him if you're healthy enough to have sex. Now, what's amazing, I think they mentioned this at least 2-3 times in the commercial about going to see your doctor, you know, because the doctor gets his kickback prescribing you the medicine or the pill, I should say, because it's not really a medicine.
That's right.
Now after they tell you how wonderful this drug is, and really it's the case with all of these phallic drugs, I call them, they then tell you that an erection lasting over 4 hours is a severe concern.
Right.
Well, you know, what is this pill? One size fits all? I mean, some
sure.
people, you know.
How is this pill really enhancing your performance? Is it doing it in a natural, safe way, or is it stimulating and stressing out key glands and organs that could overload if the exertion reaches a certain threshold?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure, you know, the doctor is going to say, well, you know, I have to see if you're healthy enough to have sex. What's he going to do, give you an EKG or you know, is he going to give you a blood test? Or are they going to take some of your DNA for the database, you know? You see, they don't say what's behind all of this.
That's right.
What gets me is that they put a, you know, they take the song Viva Las Vegas and then they say Viva Viagra. Like, this is supposed to make you happy, and I don't know.
Don, you know, that's, and the other perspective of this particular topic, when they first came out with Viagra and all this garbage, and I just started cracking up again, because first of all, there you go with the sex. You know, they're destroying our country. They've got everybody, you know, they're flooding us with drugs and all kinds of stuff with the open borders. They're trying to contaminate the youth and destroy us, destroy the seniors with their synthetic pharmaceuticals and all this. They're attacking us left and right to destroy our country and us as individuals financially and health-wise. And so after all these attacks, then they come on with, and so make sure, you know, have plenty of sex, and to make sure you're having plenty of sex, here, we're giving you this. This will make sure you can have sex even more and more and more. And you see the intended deception to keep people in the dark, away from having spare time to focus on what's happening to them, to their career, where their job's going, what's happening to the country, can they afford these ridiculous taxes with school tax, property tax much longer, or are they going to all be broke? They're distracting them from focusing on all these important issues with, well, on your spare time, take these pills, and you'll be able to have sex for 2 days straight. You know? I mean, it's pathetic. And the Americans that just, you know, oh, yeah, more sex, more sex. Come on, people. Come on. If you can't have sex naturally, normally, then you got a problem right there. You should figure it out what it is.
Yeah.
And it's health always, of course, related. And but just realize that sex is the ultimate tool used to keep us as slaves.
Well, I wonder what they perform. Let's say you happen to be the victim of this 4-hour phenomena that they give you the warning about. What are they going to give you to change that? You know, do they put you on an IV? and then, you know, they're going to have to put you in the emergency room for all the bruises that you're going to have when your partner beats you up for going to the doctor after 4 hours. You know, wait a minute, you're not calling your doctor. You're not going there. Not now. This is not the right time.
it is all funny. It really is. And so sad, so pathetic, so stupid that here we are, supposedly so advanced, civilized, greatest nation ever, and the most modern civilization ever in history of the planet, and they're pumping out these sex pills to help people at any age, especially the seniors, I guess, to be more productive sexually. I mean, boy, that is sad. That is sad when the American mentality is geared into that low level of mental energy, you know, focusing their mental energies in that basic, primitive, instinctive drive that we're all born with because we're sexual beings. And so we're never going to be able to hide from that because that's what we are. And so they exploit it, Don. They're exploiting it tooth and nail. They start with the young girls with all the makeup and stuff, trying to make them feel like they have to look older and more mature at a real young age, which is all sexually oriented to make them sexually active. That's all. It's just a trap to get them into that mode. And you know, it's so obvious. And I just hope everybody starts to realize what it is, and avoid these clowns and their traps, and just live naturally, and cleanly, and honestly. If you know, sex without love is empty. So, you know, if you're living just for sex, you have no life because you don't have love in it. And if you have love in it, then you're going to keep that love focused on that one girl, not multiple girls. And so that's what the Americans are getting distracted with, and that's why there's divorces all over the place, and then broken up families, so kids are being raised without moms and dads, so they can grow up naturally with that TLC they got to have as kids, with a solid family environment. That's what they're attacking constantly, to tear it all apart, because these sinister forces are just evil, devil-worshipping, communistic-oriented, soulless SOBs.
Mm-hmm. Now, you wonder what side effects are eventually going to come out from these types of drugs that they're promoting, and they come under a variety of names. We don't need to go into the names, but there's got to be some aspect that affects one's circulation, probably damages the heart, and probably the brain, too. I'm sure there's, what would you call it, an excitotoxin, maybe, could be the word.
Yeah, Don, there's probably some form of excitotoxin activity from these drugs that are designed to stimulate us, you know, sexually. There's got to be something going on there as well. I'll tell you, Don, when you know, with the brain fatigue and stress, and definitely on the heart, too, no question about it, I'm sure they must have warnings on these bottles for heart, for sure, especially seniors. And what people don't know, and it's in my book, you know, The Secrets in the Fountain of Youth, that I'm trying to finish by spring. In order to really retain your youth, you can't really have much sex. And if you do, like in the East, what they try to do is they try to practice a technique where the men, if they're engaged in that activity, they're retaining their fluid because the fluid is brain food. And that's why when guys generally are over-sexually active and they don't understand that they're depleting of the most important substance in their body, their seed, which is technically liquid light, which nobody really knows that. But that's what it is. It's liquid light. Where it comes from, how it's generated in the body, is amazing. And it becomes our seed. And it's all brain food, very rich in phosphorus and magnesium, key minerals for the brain. So rapid depletion of this sap, much like here in the East, when they're going for maple syrup in the spring, they tap the maple trees, the sugar maples. Now, they got to be careful when they do this, because if when the trees wake up and the sap starts to run from the roots back to the top, just like with us, when our sexual energy is very healthy, our energy is centered around the brain at the top. And so and when we get depleted from sexual activity, from expelling the fluids, then the power drains from our brain area, from our top, and that's why you get tired. And so just like with a maple tree, when they're tapping that sap, they got to be very careful, because if they draw too much out, that tree will die. There's no difference between that and us when it comes to our sexual fluid. It's our sap. And so they want guys to go around and just constantly expelling it, and they wonder why they fall apart so quick. I studied when I, you know, when I learned this when I was young, thanks to the good Lord. And that's why the good Lord was celibate. So when you hear these stories about he impregnated Mary Magdalene, it's hilarious, because anybody knows the Lord knows he wouldn't have sex, because, number one, it's a mortal activity. And he made it clear that we're like angels in heaven and there's no marriage anymore. And I'll elaborate on exactly what that means with the twin flames at some other time when you remind me. But getting back to the fact that the Lord would never have sex because it's a mortal activity, plus he would never, ever allow himself to lose his power, because he was on a mission, the ultimate mission, as the king of the immortals, and so he was no way going to ever allow himself to get involved in such a mortal activity. And so, you know, when I learned all this when I was young, and so over time, you know, being a guy, hanging out with guys, and sure enough, growing up, you discover the birds and the bees, and you see the girly magazines that, the, you know, your friends are picking up at the stores or whatever, and then next thing you know, there's videos and this. So you're out the drive-ins, hanging, you know, having fun, and you watch these stupid, dirty movies. And I started, because that's what I do as a scientist, I am a keen observer. So over time, I was noticing these guys in those movies that were just all sex movies, how fast they aged within 10 years. You see? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rapidly aging. And I've noticed it with all my friends and stuff, and I could spot anybody, especially when it comes to guys, you know, and when they come up to say, Mike, you look so young, you're doing, you know, and after I tell them how to take care of their bodies as a temple, and then the last thing, I said, watch out, guys, you don't want to do this too often. And they're like, holy smokes, you're kidding me, Mike. And then they immediately, you know, they don't accept that one. They can't believe it can be really true. But that is the key to it all, retaining your, when you want to retain your youthfulness, especially for men, you got to retain that seed, the sap, for the most part, and know how to replenish it when you do get involved with that sexual activity, so that you can replenish it quickly. And that's where my formulas come in, Don, as well, because they're great for that. And that's why they're attacking us constantly with sex, because they know that's the biggest trap for us as sexual beings.
Well, yes, and they get the kids now. You know, I don't know. I haven't heard about kids using these drugs, but kids are into all kinds of other drugs anyway that that are every bit as dangerous. And if I have to talk to my doctor about whether or not I can have sex, I have no business having sex anyway. I mean,
that's right, Don. You got it.
If you're that stupid, if you can't figure that out for yourself,
that's right, Don.
You know. I don't know. I mean, it's insulting that
it is
that someone has benchmarked the average intelligence around the earth so low that I have to talk to my I guess the next time I need to relieve myself, maybe I should ask my doctor if I'm healthy enough to do that.
Yep, and that way they can bill you for that one too.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well,
that's how sad it is, Don. You know, you hit it right there. That's how sad it is. This is how low they got us stooped. And the good Lord is just crying. You know it, and I know it. He's just crying for all these people that he loves, knowing they're trapped in darkness. They just can't see the light and gravitate towards it and save themselves. They're just trapped in a darkness that is getting deeper and darker.
Yes, and at the same time, there is light coming here, and we are shining light on these dark subjects to let people know that there are some solutions. Now, we're about out of time. I want to encourage the listeners to visit my sponsor page. There's some contact information for Michael Anthony there. And, Michael, I will tell you, I've heard numerous accounts. I've referred a lot of people to him, people who have sought another approach, searching for the solution that really works in achieving 100% sound health. And many of my friends and acquaintances have started on the regimen that Michael has recommended, and they're doing quite well. And Michael himself will tell you that that he's keeping real busy these days. So I want to encourage you also to feel free to give him a call or email him, and he will answer your questions. He'll talk to you about these issues, and he'll point you in the right direction. He doesn't use pressure. I'm the one that uses the pressure. No, I'm just kidding. Now, even on my site, you know, I mean, this is a solution that we're offering here, and an alternative, and you owe it to yourself, especially if you have some concerns about being natural. You know, to me, it doesn't make any sense if you're eating organic foods. And eating very holistically and living a holistic life and taking Viagra to spice up your sex life, there's a problem.
Yes.
Or any such drug. I'm not singling out Viagra, but these drugs that are excited without really taking into consideration what these drugs might be doing to the rest of your body, the rest of your system, much like the flu shots or the other medications that are out there. Some of these quietly disappear into the sunset when the multi-million dollar lawsuits come out, because people have died moments after taking some of these drugs. And they were put out there just to make money. They were very cheap to make and very expensive to own. And, in fact, the problems that you incur over time with some of these untested, unsafe drugs amount to a bigger expense out of your pocket when your insurance is canceled or if you're paying cash and you run out of money. And I know too many instances where people have died from having after receiving certain kinds of shots, certain kinds of vaccines that really are not even necessary. But through the fear-mongering and the brainwashing and the mind control that they've gotten people into this belief system that we have to have these things to be healthy. Michael
right.
will clear that up for you, and he'll explain to you how the body works. And maybe we could do that in a future show, besides talking about the twin flame, and I'll remind you about that.
Absolutely, Don. You betcha. I'll look forward to that. Don, let me just mention real quick, recently, too, I had another opportunity with a guy with Morgellons down south.
I lost you there for a second, Michael.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Don, I'll just update you. Recently, I had another opportunity with another Morgellons case.
Okay.
And just like the first one where my infection killer wiped it out, no problem, with a lady that had it for years, I had a gentleman down south, and within a week with one bottle of infection killer, he called me back and said, Mike, this stuff's unbelievable. I can't get over how good I'm doing already. He said, I donated that one. That was, you know, on me, pro gratis, just to show him that my stuff will help him. It will destroy this infection quickly. And he contacted me within a week, said, Mike, this stuff's amazing. I can't get over how good I'm doing already. I'm going to order a bottle because I know I'll need one more bottle because I told him one bottle probably won't wipe it all out, but I'll get him about 70% back to being normal. And even when more gallons done, no problem. There's no problem. We know exactly what it takes to get the body back in tip-top shape easily and cheaply. And I say we only because it's my guardian angel and the good Lord that are right there in my corner supporting me with this endeavor.
Yes. Well, again, anyone that wants to read up a little bit on it, I've got a page that I just created for Michael Anthony as one of my sponsors on Evident Footprints. Officially, he's a sponsor, whether he likes it or not. So,
I'm proud to be a sponsor, Don.
And that's not why I have you, but that is part of what you do and who you are. So it's worth talking about.
It's my pleasure, believe me.
Well, Michael, we're out of time, unfortunately. I'll have you back again soon.
I look forward to it, Don.
And we'll talk about the twin flame, and we'll talk about some of how the body works. I think that would be an interesting show for a lot of people.
Yes, definitely.
And then they can always call their doctor if they have any questions.
Yes, Don. And, you know, when I refer to this activity, I basically tell people I'm a temple builder. When they get done consulting with me and we're talking, and I say, see, ultimately what I'm doing is I'm just rebuilding temples. I'm into construction. That's really what I'm doing.
All right, Michael, thanks for coming on the show on such short notice. And,
thank you, Don. My pleasure.
Back again. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. Be sure and tune in the afternoon. Now, this is Wednesday afternoon, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 Central, 2 Mountain. I will be doing the TNT News Hour. And also listen to BBS Radio. There's some music. It's not up on my website, but BBS has it up on theirs. There's some station IDs that I did that are kind of insane, but they're cute little ditties that promote the network, and you may hear them from time to time. anyway, Michael's heard them. Michael knows I'm crazy, so isn't that right?
No,
Michael?
Not at all.
Oh, I guess we must have lost him already. Okay, well, in any event, hello everyone out there, and goodbye, and I'll see you tomorrow afternoon as well as tomorrow night. Special guest on the show. You've been listening to Evident Footprints. I'm Don Nikoloff, your host, and our guest this evening was Mr. Michael Anthony. He'll be back again soon. In the meantime, peace, love, light, and good night.
Your problem?
Picking up transmission from Mars.
BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio. We love BBS Radio.